WSBC. Yeah. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and in Bridgeport here in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the best thin crust on the south side. Guinness Irish Stout.
The best.
Guinness is good for you. Flood Brothers Disposal.
The best.
If you have garbage problems, call them. And the International Association of Firefighters Union Local 2.
The International.
International.
Yes.
Thank you, Bill. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me always to my left is my twin brother, Billy.
Yo.
Billy, hi. And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello.
I'm intercontinental.
You are. You're the intercontinental champion of this show.
Thank you very much.
What is an intercontinental champion, now that we're on the topic?
You've won a championship on every continent.
Yeah. Oh, that makes
sense. Or more than one continent.
Do you think, though, when they had the Intercontinental Championship in the WWF, that, like, the Ultimate Warrior, you know, wrestled in seven continents, or he just beat the guy who had somewhere down the line done this?
I think he wrestled in seven continents.
Really? I don't know. That's a Google.
I don't know, Clay. I think they had a champion, and they said, well, we should have another champion because those bouts make money. How about an Intercontinental Champion?
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Well, I want to be an Intercontinental Champion.
Who doesn't?
You are in my eyes, Bill.
Right. Thanks. Clay, you are.
Thank you. Everyone here is
the intercontinental champion of my eye.
How's your week going?
Good.
Satanic children bothering you?
No, there's no, not this week.
Oh, that's good.
Not yet, at least. It's not hot enough yet.
Yeah, the rain keeps the Satanists away.
It does.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rain, wash Satan away.
Yeah.
That's a Billy Ray Cyrus demo.
It is.
I've said this before, weirdness follows me.
Our
producer, Mike Sarkowski, has made note of this constantly.
Yes, why? What happened?
Now I try to be more self-aware of the minutiae in my life.
Ooh.
Right? I try to be more present in the moment of everyday things.
Sure.
And try to make mental notes of these sorts of
things.
Are you
purposely putting yourself in weird situations?
I think I've become more conscious of my surroundings, and instead of tuning out a lot of the noise, now I let a lot of the noise in.
Ooh.
And I look around and I go, oh, that's weird.
Very Timothy Leary of you.
Yes.
Let it in.
Right. I'm the intercontinental champion of my own thoughts.
Ooh,
that's deep.
Of your minutia.
Yes. Anyway, I go into 7-Eleven the other day.
Oh, here we go.
Because this is where weird stuff can happen.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
where you learn how to become an intercontinental champion at 7-Eleven.
Continental. Yes, and?
Thank you, Clay. Go into the 7-Eleven, and there's a guy in there. I'm playing Lotto, of course.
Are we talking employee or customer?
No, this is a customer.
Okay.
He's in there. But at some point, I'm kind of on the Erio, and I'm sort of listening to what's going on in the background of
me. Yes.
While I'm waiting for the person to get, you know, the machine
Your
correct.
Your periscope is up.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm good.
And I see this guy kind of puttering around, and he's talking to himself.
That's fine.
You talk to yourself?
Constantly.
I do, too. But do you do it in public?
Probably.
I do it, right? Maybe you're just not aware of it. This guy has kind of a stream of consciousness way of talking. Much of the way that this show kind of flows in many ways. But now I'm seeing it up close. And he's muttering to himself, and he's like, I think I'm going to get something to eat. Mm, that looks good.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
And he's like, no, maybe not today. No, not for me. And he's just talking to himself, and he goes, sir, I would like a piece of this pizza.
Oh, bold move.
Right?
Wow.
And they have pizza at 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven is known for their pizza.
Yes, they are. The old pizzeria, 7-Eleven? Sure. I know it. Best pie in North America.
Went to culinary school, straight to 7-Eleven, and made pies for 13 years.
Psych.
Okay.
I just had to throw that in there. Sorry.
Bill's stuck in 92.
Yeah. Bill's like, I gotta say something. I haven't spoken in 20 seconds. Psych!
You said best pizza in North America.
Let me cut off the bit. Psych.
You watched three episodes of Martin.
Psych. Anyway, this guy's stream of consciousness talking.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. He grabs a piece. The clerk gets him a piece of pizza.
What type? Pepperoni?
I believe so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good guess.
Yes, Clay. Wonderful guess. The guy gets the pizza, and he's at the counter, and he's like, pizza looks good, doesn't it? You know, talking to the clerk. But he's like, he's just muttering to himself. And at a certain point, I think to myself, is this guy off? You know,
maybe,
like, is he a little off?
Perhaps.
He's getting Zod at 7-Eleven, something.
I don't
like
know yet.
Yeah, something's not clicking.
Well, this is, so it gets, he goes, thank you very much. You know, after she brings him up and he has the bag and he goes, garnishes? And she's like, what? And he's like, garnishes? And she's like, for the pizza? You know, and he's like, yes. You know, and she's like, they're over there by the hot dogs, right?
We want some this sport
guy
peppers.
This guy walks down, all right, to the area where they got the jalapenos and the pickalilli and the relish. Pickalilli or relish? We'll get to that in a moment.
Sure.
Chopped onions.
Yep. Sure.
All stuff.
Salsa.
This guy opens his pizza box and pounds a bunch of raw onion on top of the pizza.
I can see that.
Relish on the pizza?
Maybe he's, you know what?
And I'm going, okay. And he's saying, he's like, this is going to be great. Humming to himself. And
wow.
What was he wearing?
Did he look like?
That's a good question, Bill. It's important. He had like a kind of a raggedy polo shirt on.
Oh, okay.
Like mesh shorts.
Sure.
Sandals.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Or flip-flops or, you know.
Whatever you call
it. He didn't have shoes on. It's a pet peeve of mine. I don't like
sandals. He didn't have shoes on? Oh, sandals. Right. Okay.
Right. Any man who doesn't wear shoes during the day.
Any facial hair?
No facial hair. Anyway.
Bald hair?
Bald.
Okay. Glasses? Beard?
A bit eccentric.
Kind of serial killer-y?
Yeah, maybe a little.
Pimples? You know? Did he have pimples?
What is kind of, you saw like, what's kind of serial killing?
You know, just, you know, kind of like looks like, you know.
Somewhat balding, glasses, pimples.
But yeah, mesh shorts and a polo shirt for starters.
Right. Officer, you had mesh shirts and a polo on. Kind of serial killery.
I think I want to have an album called Mesh Shorts and Pimples.
I understand, sir. I understand what you mean. We'll find them.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I mean.
I do. Off. A little off.
Right.
All right.
All right. So he's got the garlic
burger.
What
about dessert? Did he get any candy?
No. Anyway, he's got all the garnishes. He's got all the garnishes.
Put any chocolate on it or the nacho cheese or coffee?
No, no cheese. Just lots
who gets a slice of Za at 7-Eleven and then doesn't get a Snickers for dessert or a donut?
A serial killer.
A serial killer.
Right.
Maybe. Or an internet continental champion.
Who's watching his weight?
You never know.
Yeah.
Second part of this show, we're going to try to say intercontinental the proper way 10 times fast.
And international.
The guy gets the food, he's muttering to himself, and he walks out.
Did
right?
you say something? You should have said something.
No, I'm just going,
You should have said, bon appetit, sir.
Right. You're right. That does look delish.
You know?
The guy walks out of the store. Uh-huh. I'm getting my lotto. I'm all settled up. I walk outside. Yeah. I thought this guy was a street person.
Did he take a bite of it yet?
He gets into a brand new cherry red Tesla.
Oh, wow.
Where the door goes up.
Was Barbie sitting shotgun?
No. And he just sat in it and he was
and there's
like.
There's four Jamaicans sitting in there.
And just.
Why?
Why not?
Sure. Sir, why are the Jamaicans in the bank? What's the deal?
The pizza's for all of us.
Right. They're the ones who wanted the pizza with the relish and stuff on top. It's a different culture. It's tough, you know?
I'm just getting for them.
Oh, you thought I was nuts, huh?
And I was on the phone the whole time. Right. So I was talking. Yeah.
I manage their band.
I'm the CEO.
I work for Musk.
I work for Steel Pulse.
Steel Pulse? Is that a production company?
It's a reggae band.
Oh, okay.
They sing, what do they sing? Bad Boy? They might sing Bad Boy. That's Inner Circle.
Inner Circle sings Bad Boy. Well, maybe we play some of that tonight.
You should ask me if you manage Inner Circle. Sir, by any chance, do you manage Inner Circle?
Let's get back to the fact that there were no Jamaicans in the car.
Okay, no Jamaicans.
Did it have the white leather in the inside?
I couldn't get
that
big.
That's risky with the relish pizza.
I couldn't get that close of a look.
I want to know everything about this
Stick
guy.
Your nose up to the window.
But I was like, it was one of those moments where I was like, what? You know, like, oh my gosh.
And what
am
I doing wrong?
No, not. What am I doing wrong? Not what am I doing wrong. I was like, it's all possible. It can happen to me.
What can happen? You can own
Get yourself a Tesla.
You can eat a horrible piece of pizza and drive a nice car.
I'm going to start talking to myself out loud at 7-Elevens. Maybe that guy's in tune with something that we all need to be.
That might backfire.
It could.
Well, he is an intercontinental champion.
Maybe he bought some Bitcoin early on.
Right. Yes.
He just had it, and he bought a Tesla with it, and he makes, you know, $5,000 a year, but he's got a Tesla.
Well, what is his name? Or, I mean,
I didn't get it, Bill.
I don't know. He Clay mentioned.
I didn't knock on his window and go, sir, you astound me.
Well, maybe he's
What's your name?
Maybe he's a character that we need to write into Bitcoin the Musical.
Oh,
that's
hold
what
on.
I kind of was thinking.
Bitcoin the Musical is from years ago.
Yeah.
We got to get that back in production.
Yeah.
However, we did kind of come up with a little a buddy picture last week with Dieter and Robert, the DMV employees in Texas. The German guy and, and his coworker. We need to explore
on last week's episode.
Yeah,
yes.
We need to explore that more.
The guy who was looking up boy meets girl photos.
Correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you're looking up. Look at everybody. Dieter's googling boy meets girl again.
Robert, right. Please stop it.
So, if you just didn't understand what we were talking about, folks, you can find archives of this show if you go to hibernianradio.org or search for Hooli's Hooli Show at iTunes. It'll all start to make sense.
Yeah, and now a new character emerges.
A new one, yeah. I don't know what we call
the
this guy.
CEO of 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Intercontinental. Tesla. What about Intercontinental Elon is the name of that
guy. Oh, wow. Intercontinental Elon.
Sure.
Elon Intercontinental.
I love Relish Pizza.
Relish Pizza. Yeah, that's sure. Easier to say. Hey, remember that guy at 7-Eleven? Relish Pizza?
If I say Relish Pizza, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, no. Relish Pizza is a character in Bitcoin the Musical.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, oh, you know Relish Pizza?
Bill
and
wants
just appears
Bill
at the end of it.
We talk about Tesla. Bill goes to Winklevoss, yeah. Folks.
Well, you talk about Bitcoin, and I'm thinking, how does this guy get a Tesla who's so weird? Maybe
it's
he bought Bitcoin.
It's all coming full circle,
you know?
After
know.
The break, though, Pat. Yeah.
It will. We'll tease you. We have an
we'll
old...
tease you.
We'll tease you before. You have to listen to these commercials before we talk about more nonsense and about Bitcoin and musicals. But one place I know that they don't have Relish Pizza, well, you can get it if you ask for
separately.
It.
Separately.
Right. Is at the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub.
That's
you can
right.
Belly up to the bar and say hello to Jack, the bartender. There in Beverly, or Joe Misetich in the Bridgeport area. This show is sponsored by Cork and Kerry. More Hooli's Hooli after this.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913. Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolies. Stay tuned.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Chicago firefighters first formed an independent firemen's association in 1901. Firefighter delegates met in 1918 at the American Federation of Labor Convention to form the International Association of Firefighters. Chicago, having been the second organization to join the American Federation of Labor, they were designated as IAFF Local 2. Over the next 100 years or so, Local 2 has been tempered through turbulent times and survived to prosper. In 1980, a contentious strike almost split the union, but the Brotherhood of the Barrel prevailed. Today, it's a stronger union because of that, as Local 2 is forever negotiating benefits for their members. Ask any of the members and they will tell you, as the faces of our ranks change over time, the men and women of Local 2 will always stand steadfast in our resolve to aid and assist those who find themselves in dire situations. Our brotherhood is our bond, and we celebrate our differences as a way to better serve the citizens of Chicago and keep each other safe. For more info, go to IAFF2.org.
Yeah.
Welcome back, folks. Hoolies, Hoolies, second round. Before the break, we talked a little bit about 7-Eleven and Bitcoin and
men.
And
yeah.
Strange men who drive Teslas.
Yes.
Intercontinental champions.
Yep.
We're off to a rollicking start.
That's right.
Now, let's go back in time.
Okay. So
yeah. Bill was mentioning a previous episode where we did Bitcoin the Musical, which is one of the finest productions ever written, produced,
it
and
is.
Directed.
And actually, Mike, if you have a teaser of that, we can play it. Here we go.
Oh, Winklevoss, 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 tell me your thoughts on things. Facebook and crypto and rowing are your things.
There you go. Little tester, little sample from the musical that we wrote together many
years
ago.
That's from 2018. Sure. Yeah. Also from 2000 and roughly 18, 19, I'll say.
Right. Yes.
We talked about Bill's love of candy, as always.
We've always talked about my love of candy.
And
well,
we
here it is. Well,
yeah. Said that we would find the most sour candy in the world.
We would. And at that time, we discovered that it was called toxic waste. Mike, you can play this bit. So this will lead into what we're speaking about here.
Next week on the Hoolies Hoolie, Bill will be eating toxic waste.
Stay tuned.
Tune in.
I love it.
Michael Lispy, motivational speaker, will be egging him on to eat some toxic waste.
Yeah. Michael Lispy, radical motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Because Michael Lispy, professional doctor.
As opposed to an amateur doctor.
Hey, this guy's real serious. He's a professional doctor.
They don't come along often. Honey, our neighbor, you won't believe it. He's a professional doctor.
There you go. Well, we don't have any professional doctors here tonight.
We might need one, though.
But what we do have, folks, is 3 years in the making, a sample of toxic waste candy, courtesy of our producer, Mark Sarkowski. He found this at a Five Below.
Yeah.
So this is not only toxic waste candy, is the title, it's old candy.
It's old toxic waste. It's just nuclear fusion on the label.
What happened? I ate a little discount candy. I'm not feeling myself
Well,
today.
I'm going to the dentist on Monday, so at least we can sacrifice the... We'll see what happens, man.
Nine teeth fell out.
Right. Everything okay? I ate some stuff called toxic waste. It's a discount candy.
Yeah, now my leg's all swollen.
Right. All right. And I'm watching old Intercontinental Championships.
My foot turned brown.
Anyway, Mike found
it. My toenails are long all of a sudden.
Right. I got both lines.
I got Bose lines. Yeah.
Toxic waste gave me Bose lines.
Toxic waste might give you Bose lines if you're not careful.
Give you something more. You might need Dominique Wilkins to help you out of this one.
Yeah, you might.
That's right. I forgot that Wilkins was the dentist.
He was involved.
He wasn't the dentist. He was the x-ray technician.
That's right.
Get it straight.
Sorry, I forgot.
All right, now, Patty, read what it says on that. There's a chart of...
Yeah, let me read this.
The challenge is you can't keep it in your mouth for more than 15, 30,
45. So, folks, it comes in a little garbage can vat-looking thing.
That's
pink.
That's a mini five-gallon drum of toxic waste is what it is.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
And it says, toxic waste, nuclear fusion, hazardously sour candy. Okay. Manufactured by Candy Dynamics.
Okay. Mm. All right.
My dad is an accountant.
Well, they beat me to it. You know?
Indianapolis, Indiana. Candy Dynamics.
Oh, they're making this down in Indy?
Yeah.
If they could do this, maybe we could talk to them about collaborating on John Goodman farts.
Maybe they take all the broken glass from all the meth labs that have exploded in Indiana, and they sweep it up, and they crush it, and then they sprinkle it on this candy.
Like powdered sugar?
That's what gives it that kick. Right? Anyway.
We haven't even opened this stuff yet.
I'm sure the people of Indianapolis are very thrilled at our raving review. There's five ultra-sour flavor fusions. So there's orange / apple, grape / strawberry, pineapple / passion fruit, banana / blueberry. I don't know what that means. These are hybrid fusions?
Maybe they're like a stick, like a half and half kind of flavor. We're going to open them up.
Bill doesn't get to choose.
Well, let's see here. Oh, and then there's a gauge on the side of this. It says
a chart.
A chart. It says time in mouth. So if you, what's the time in mouth, Billy?
What's your Tim? Your Tim number?
Hey, he's doing okay in the sour game. His time in mouth is right where it should be.
Well, I had a little pregame earlier tonight. Mike asked me, he said, well, have you had any candy today? I said, yeah, I had some yellow grape and orange Skittles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you prepped.
Not really. I mean, this was at around, now it's about almost 10
and
o'clock
what'd you do?
Here.
You dumped the bag out on the floor and swam in them?
No, I get the big bag so I can just stick my hand in and just kind of navigate what colors I
That's
want.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, this gauge on the side of this little toxic waste candy thing?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Time in mouth. 15 seconds, it says you're a total wuss.
Ooh!
Nobody wants to be a total wuss.
We better get a stopwatch out.
Look at these things.
30 seconds, you're a crybaby.
Okay.
Crybaby. Nobody calls anybody a crybaby anymore.
No.
I guess people get offended if they're called crybaby.
It's not 1952.
Right. Mm-hmm. A crybaby! Too offensive! Don't use crybaby or wuss.
What's the next level?
Use Intercontinental Champion.
That makes him feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Intercontinental Champion? Are you angry that the sour candy was too sour?
What's level 3?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Right. 45 seconds here. It says you're a toxy wannabe.
What?
A toxy wannabe.
Right.
Okay.
A toxy wannabe?
Mm-hmm. All those toxy wannabe rappers. Ah!
Well, I think I might have a song after this because we're talking about toxic. Maybe we have to play a little Britney because of what's going on with her.
There's a lot
maybe
of...
Maybe we'll do... That'll be the song while you're eating it. We can have that simmer in the background.
Oh, maybe we'll do that.
Sexy episode.
Yeah. Right.
Yes! Yes! Now we're talking like real producers.
All right. Yeah. If you keep it in for 60 seconds, it says you're a full toxic head.
You're at the...
All right.
Hey, Dad, I'm a full tax again!
I passed!
All right, well, give me the stuff.
Open
Let's
it up.
Look at it.
All
Here right. we go.
Open it. Drum roll.
Open it. Mike's giving me some sanitizer just in case I puke. All right. Oh, they're okay. So they're open the drum.
They're individually and they're wrapped.
Individually wrapped. So it's like a it's like a hard candy. Wow.
Oh my God.
All right. They remind me of Warheads a little bit.
This is a grape strawberry. I already like the flavor. All right.
Let's see the powder coverage.
I get the wrapper for everyone to listen to. I'm opening it.
Standard wrapper sound. Standard.
Okay.
Standard.
All right.
This is the ASMR part of the show.
Oh, you know what it looks like? Like a sucrette.
Yes. Like
remember sucrettes?
Yes.
Sucrettes, the cough drop.
Well, here goes nothing, because those could be kind of harsh.
On your mark.
All right. We got a time.
I'm timing you right here on my phone.
All right. Ready?
Get set.
Go.
This is the most sour candy in the world that Bill has just put into his mouth.
Yes.
He's looking a bit confused. Not really.
It's,
he can talk.
Not bad.
You're at 14 seconds.
It's like, I feel like Portnoy from Barstool Sports right now while I'm eating candy.
You're cooler than him.
It's wearing off.
What?
Really? Yeah.
Well, this is...
It's getting pretty... These are weak.
You're at 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still not a toxic head.
You're not even a toxic wannabe yet.
Dude, I'm way over a toxic wannabe, dude.
Eat five of them.
You're about to start crunching on that thing, aren't you?
Yeah, let's see what happens.
I can. I mean, that's how it's like, you know. These are great.
Wow, a rave.
These are awesome, dude.
Yeah, Mike has a good note. Do you have any tongue calluses from eating?
No, nothing, dude. These are easy peasy. These are delicious if you're a sourhead.
Is a Sour Patch Kid more sour than that?
They're like right there together.
You're at a minute 10.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Congrats, Billy.
Congrats,
wow.
Bill.
So there it is, the toxic waste bit. 3 years in the making.
And you survived it.
And it's a great plug for toxic waste.
Dude, actually,
candy.
If I recommend it, man, if you're a sour guy.
He's going to have another one, huh?
Bill's
thinking
going.
About it, dude. We got here.
Wow, very good.
Well, maybe because they're expired for five years.
They're kind of like lifesavers with just like sour lifesavers.
Oh, interesting. Oh,
pretty
interesting.
Darn good, man.
Interesting.
Billy is...
So I recommend these, dude. And they're not stale because they're individually wrapped inside the toxic waste container. So, and you know what? The funny thing after this is when you empty out the candy, you can store all kinds of weird things in here, like coins and other things.
What's your grade, Bill?
I'm going to give these B plus, A minus, man.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, these are dope.
You should write to the candy, whatever they're called, the candy Satanist down in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Toxic Waste, for giving me a new addiction.
Absolutely. Would you say that you love them, Bill?
Not the way that I love my Skittles. You know, I like to taste
What's
the rainbow.
What's your number one? Skittles? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there
oh here's
she
some
is,
Toxic.
Dude. You know what? If he's going to play her, I might as well throw another one in.
You're at number three?
Well, no,
wait
I'm
a second.
Do two.
Wow.
Oh, here's raspberry lemon. This sounds like a good flavor. Let's try this out.
Hold on. Better talk.
Yeah, I know, man.
Go ahead, Brett.
I'll tell you what. If I send her some toxic waste, these candies, maybe she could get from underneath her dad's umbrella. You know what I mean? Might help her out.
The toxic waste candy is going to help her out of her situation. I don't even know what
it'll give her enlightenment. And
you know, what you should do is put them outside her door, like for like a mile, and she'll follow them out, and then you can.
Whoa! Wait a minute, man.
Capture her.
Those raspberry lemons are tough, dude.
What?
Ooh!
Wow!
Struggles.
These are woo.
Oh, it's hitting them!
Oh, it's hitting them!
Number three is getting to you.
Yeah.
Now I can feel it in my chest, dude. Like it's like coming down my pipe, you know?
Uh-huh.
Might need to take a heartburn medication tonight.
Yeah, you're not
baby.
Supposed to have more than one.
Yeah, you definitely can't eat like six of these like back to back. I mean, you could.
You've just eaten three.
So two. I've only got two here.
Anyway, would you say that you love these or you love them?
You love them. You're
in
love.
They're pretty awesome. I mean... You said that your son Mikey likes the sour candy, Pat?
Yeah, he does love sour candy.
I think he would like these, the toxic waste doilies.
Well.
But it takes a pro. I mean, I've been doing this for years,
dude.
That's
what I'm thinking.
You know, and like, if you're not a sour man and,
it's like
and a pro.
It's like handing Tom Sizemore a Heineken.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
You know? Sure.
That's just the start of things. Another Tom Sizemore reference on the program.
He's a regular.
That's a ding ding every time we hear Sizemore, we ring a bell on the show.
So there you go, toxic waste. That was the bit. We did it.
Toxic waste. We do. Well, we love Britney too. We can talk a little bit about her when we get back. I do want to play a song. And yes, been listening to a lot of ZZ Top lately.
Oh, a biker.
What? Am I a biker?
You kind of. You have a bike.
In my thoughts.
You still have that bike?
I'm a thought biker.
Yeah, he loves that bike.
You ride that bike still,
I do, yeah, absolutely. The bike that you gave me last summer, it's been great. It's better when you crank this real loud. Here it is.
Guitar playing, boys.
Oh, that's the best. You got to play ZZ Top loud.
Very loud.
Real loud. I've been playing that around the neighborhood. I played it right after I saw that guy at 7-Eleven.
He played it, too.
You said, give me all your loving, huh?
It played as soon as he got in. He took a big bite out of the pizza.
He goes, Tesla, ZZ Top.
Right. Yes, exactly. Tesla, ZZ Top, loud.
Where were the chicks with the legs?
You know? They were at his house.
In his thoughts and dreams.
Yeah.
Well, I might be hearing a lot of that good old music tomorrow.
Why is that, Clay?
I'm driving to Alabama.
You are?
Yep.
Family vacay?
Yeah, to Florida. We're staying in Birmingham for a night, though. We're going to check out beautiful Birmingham.
Nice.
Pride of the South.
Sure.
And then, yeah, off to Florida for a few days and then drive back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, Florida's been open for like a year. It's like going to a different country.
Florida never closed.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Looking forward to it.
It's always, and you're driving this time.
Yeah, we always drive.
Right.
Yeah.
The kid, are there any rituals that you guys have in the car now? Do you play 99 bottles of beer on the wall?
Play Nine Inch Nails.
You do.
Wow.
For the kids.
I'm going to play Hurt the whole way. If you guys don't be quiet, I'm going to start playing Hurt again. I'm going to put Hurt on again. Huh? If you don't shut up back there, I'm putting a Hurt back on.
And you're dressing up as Trent Reznor.
I should drive as Trent.
Right.
No, we stop at, you know, some nice food places. So, you know, try and find a nice barbecue place or something.
You should in Tennessee put the reservation under Trent Reznor.
I absolutely will.
Just introduce yourself as Trent Reznor to everybody.
Nobody will know.
And they'll be like, oh, hey, Trent. Trent, we're going to the pool. Bring the kids down.
Right.
No, but that guy Reznor is a hell of a nice guy.
You met Trent Reznor from Chicago yet? He's got his kids here for vacation.
Yeah. Do you remember Clayton? Clayton.
Yes.
Patty and I encountered a man in Park City during the film festival.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this local
I forgot about this story.
And for some reason, he always said my name like, Clayton, Clayton, Clayton.
How did we meet? We were walking down Main Street during the Sundance Film Festival.
Yes.
And you met him. You were down there like a day before us.
I did. Yeah, right. I drove. I was in my car.
You drove from L.A. We flew out from here.
I drove from Chicago on my way to L.A.
Okay.
And stopped here.
All right.
And in Park City.
But you were there a day before, and you had like a day to kill, and you were just walking around Park City like a stranger. And you Correct. Met this guy who was like a tour guide or a falconer.
He worked in like the little like storefront where you like get maps and, you know, get tourist information.
Okay. But
what was Todd?
Wasn't he into like wild exotic birds or something?
He turned out to be a pretty wild guy. I mean, wild, like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But he came in handy.
Anyway, while we were in Park City, we were Clay, the second day when we arrived, Bill, Clay was like, yeah, I met this guy, Todd. You guys will like him. We were like, all right, who's he? You know? And then we were walking down Main Street, and we met that guy. And he's like, yeah, come on back to my house tonight. We're going to party all night long. And like at a certain point, just a wave came over me. And I was like,
we might not make it through the night.
I don't know if it's a good idea to go to Todd's house.
Yeah, it might be a boogie night situation.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Right. But I thought he was like at one point.
Well, there could have been some Intercontinental champs there.
There was a couple.
No, at one point, this guy had been like a falcon handler for the film business. Like he handled exotic animals on film sets. And somehow he wound up in Park City.
Yeah, I think he was running from something.
Sure.
But every time, so then for the next 3 days, when I'd be walking through the town, he'd see me and go, hey, Clayton. Hey, Clayton.
You never called.
Right. He's like, no thanks.
Yeah. We probably played some Britney Spears.
Yeah, she's doing.
Yeah,
because we did the bit on Toxic Candy, and
it all leads back to Britney.
Mike, our producer, put a little Britney Toxic underneath it.
It all leads back to Britney.
She's big news right now.
She is. Yeah, she's.
I mean, Rose McGowan was on Tucker Carlson Tonight last night. That was kind of the big news that she sent Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson's Johnny's kid.
Yeah.
Yes, illegitimate son, Tucker Carlson.
He's a really nice guy.
Yes.
You are correct, sir.
He's a low-level stand-up somewhere. Tucker Carlson.
Wild, wacky stuff.
Yeah.
He's in Rhode Island, some dingy nightclub. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, Rose and Tuck.
Yeah, she came. She went on Tucker Carlson.
Rose and Tuck on defense of Brit.
No, Tucker teased it like Rose McGowan has come and called the show, and we're going to stop the show because she has something very serious she wants to say.
Sure.
Clearly a PR stunt by Rose McGowan, but she comes out and she's like, I'm very worried about Britney Spears and her conservatorship.
I feel like it's more like a cult at this point.
It is a strange thing. And then
Britney had some big, long, whatever, interview where she kind of, she spilled everything.
Right.
She said she can't even have a baby because her daddy won't let her.
Well, that's what I'm getting at right now. She railed on her dad and her management team during Wednesday's expletive court hearing.
Yes.
Explosive. I said expletive. There were probably some expletives.
There's probably some dang it.
Right? Yeah.
Some dang it.
Dang it. Darn it. Dang it, Dad. Darn it. I want my money. Then go it.
Be dang. Quiet, Brittany. Dang it.
Just right. throwing Hawk Harrelson's in now. Daggummit.
Hawk Harrelson.
I didn't know that Brittany was a big Hawk fan.
Hawk was the judge. Yeah.
Can of corn. Daggummit.
Brittany, rise.
Yeah. Brittany, rise. Back. Back, Brittany.
Okay.
Mercy, Brittany.
You know.
Mercy, Mr. Spears.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the... Huh? So I'm a god.
All that.
All that stuff.
Let's get this trial rolling.
Britney Spears railed on her dad and her management team during Wednesday's explosive court hearing, saying she wants the conservatorship.
Conservatorship.
Yeah, that's a hard word for me.
She wants to be declared intercontinental.
Conservatorship to end now, and she's so angry she thinks her family has abused her so much that she'd like to sue them.
Wow.
She also said she wants to get married and have another baby, but she's being blocked by the conservatorship. She says she has an IUD, but okay, enough of this. But wow.
You know what she should do?
What?
Join Scientology.
Just call Cruz and be like, help me. He'll be like, sure, we'll take your dough. Yeah, no problem, you know.
Cruz will have her in the back of an F-15 by Friday.
Back of a Tesla.
I'll put you in the next Mission Impossible.
Cruz will be putting relish on her pizza by Friday.
Yeah.
Brittany?
It's Tommy.
It's Thomas Cruz.
It's Thomas Cruz. I know the keys to all your pain. You're going to come to 7-Eleven with me. I'm going to get you a piece of pepperoni pizza. We're going to put piccalilli and onion on it. We're going to eat it, and we're going to get my cherry red Tesla and ride into the sunset of your mind.
Wow.
And blast some ZZ Top.
And we're going to listen to Give Me All Your Lovin' by ZZ Top.
And then you'll be fine.
And then you'll be cured.
Are there any Jamaicans in this car?
We'll make room.
There's Jamaicans in the music video, but that's for Scientologist viewers only.
Okay. No problem, Thomas.
We should propose this to them.
Yeah. Let's take a quick commercial break. More Hoolies after this.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Don't touch that dial. The Hoolies Hoolie returns in just a moment.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Welcome back. Wow, what a fun show it's been thus far.
Yes.
Are you going to be stopping anywhere on your family vacation, Clay, that is just like you always do this, you're taking the kids to a minor league baseball game.
Yeah, we're going to see the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, they're called.
Okay.
And they're playing somebody, and we're going there. And it's a really nice stadium. It's like on the water.
Cool.
It's pretty cool. So we're going to go check that out.
Is Tim Werewolf going to be playing it?
Tim Werewolf is playing shortstop. He's
lovely.
He's really excited.
Yeah.
And then other than that, the last time we were there, we actually saw the Blue Angels practice at the base in Pensacola. But I don't think that, I don't know if that's
there it is. Oh, Mike has the website up. Blue Yahoos, or Wahoos. Yep.
Blue Wahoos, right.
What's a wahoo?
It's like a
big, it's a fish,
it's like a
right?
Big fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big fish. A wahoo.
So that's gonna be great. I'm really excited. I've never been to a minor league baseball game before. I've been to college baseball games and pro, obviously. But
hey, never. Trent Reznor caught a wahoo down here.
Yeah, I got four seats under Reznor, right up against the net
at the wahoo game.
I got a box for.
I
Reznor.
Might have to integrate wahoo into my. Vernacular.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll get the kids
guys
to go,
a real wahoo!
Do they do that at the game, you think, a lot?
Wahoo! Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I might have to call you, Bill. You can do that on speaker.
Sure. Scare the hell out of your kids. They'd be like, who is that man? Oh, Mr. Houlihan, why is he yelling wahoo?
He just had a bunch of toxic waste.
He ate some toxic waste. It's the Miami Marlins affiliate.
Miami.
It's a Miami Marlins affiliate, yo.
Mike put up a note to Bill in the studio, and Bill read it like it was phonics.
It was my.
It's a my.
That's correct.
Miami Marlins.
It's a Miami Marlins affiliate.
So I'll be watching future Marlins.
Yes.
Baby Marlins.
Right. Taking the kids down to Florida to see some baby Marlins. Oh, fishing? No, minor league baseball players.
Yeah. The Blue Yahoo.
What kind of wahoo do you think I am?
Thomas Cruz said I could use his box.
Apparently, right. Brittany's a wahoo, huh?
I'm sitting in Cruz's box. That's the name. That's the first lyric to Brittany's latest single.
I'm sitting in Cruz's box.
Wow.
Reading a Scientology pamphlet.
Mm-hmm. What is the free...
You want to know?
I can talk.
Do you want to know?
Hey, I can talk Britney all day.
All right.
What were you going to ask? What's the fascination with Britney?
Well, is she.
Where's Aguilera?
Right.
Yeah, what happened to her?
She's free. She's not as interesting.
What happened to Elba?
Right. Elba didn't sing.
Elba's a, Jessica Elba didn't sing. But Bill's just throwing out. But what happened to Elba? She liked her.
She started a.
She's a billionaire. Honest, the Honest Company.
She's a billionaire.
She's Elba. Married to. Her husband's name is Cash Warren.
She's driving a gold Bentley.
Right. Wow. Yeah, her husband Cash Warren was down here.
They're driving gold Bentleys, listening to ZZ Top.
Took a break from being an oil tycoon to be a grip in Hollywood.
Yeah. They're probably doing business with Relish Pizza.
Yes, they are. They created Relish Pizza, an honest brand.
It's a flavor of diaper.
Right. It's a flavor of diaper.
Diaper flavor.
Not only can your children use the diapers, you can eat them. It tastes like Relish Pizza.
Yeah.
They're good for you.
Yeah.
Now eat it!
It's Elba for you. Mm-hmm.
Take your Hollywood soma! Eat it.
All right, back
sorry,
to Britney.
Enough of Elba. I
so,
just,
yeah, Aguilera's doing
popped
good.
Into my head.
Oh, is Britney the new, is Britney our modern day Marilyn Monroe?
If she dies, maybe. I thought that was Anna Nicole Smith.
No, Anna Nicole Smith was maybe a little too, she was maybe a little too on the sleazy side, I think. I don't
but
know.
But I think Marilyn Monroe, for that, those decades, 50s, 60s,
was a sleaze bag.
Yeah, was doing sleazy stuff, too.
Mm.
But it was just a much more conservative world back
then. Monroe was a sleaze bag in the 50s and
60s. If you want my
purse.
First of all, if we're going to be talking about Spears, Monroe, all the greats, we got to define sleaze, the term.
Pam Anderson.
From decades
Nicole.
Past to present.
Who are the greats? Pam right. Anderson, right. Smith.
Right.
But Britney Spears.
This is like
Aguilera.
A roundtable discussion at Lowry's with Larry Flint, Bob Guccione, and Hugh Hefner.
Who's pre-Monroe?
Right. Well, if we're going to talk about sleaze, we need to define sleaze by decade, Larry. Right.
Sure.
Sleaze I can't even name, right. You know, there's all those broads back in the Wild West.
Right. Now you're tired. Is that Bob Guccione? Yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde? Was Bonnie as sleazy
yeah,
as Marilyn?
Bonnie was the original sleaze bag.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's nothing. We love you, Britney. We're not saying you're sleazy. We're saying
that, I would say that Britney's more like, yeah, I don't know. She's kind of like Bonnie.
I think she reminds me a little bit of Marilyn Monroe because she's got that kind of like in her own world.
Marilyn
kind of,
Monroe's hi. Father didn't have a grip on her. She ran away from her parents, I think.
I know. Well, now
I don't know anything about Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. It's a good note. They both seem damaged, you know, mentally. And
so was Anna Nicole Smith, I think. She was mentally damaged.
Right. Well, maybe you're right.
Pam Anderson, I don't know. Maybe to the Tommy Lee years, yeah. I don't know, though. But did she been married like 10 times? Didn't she get married? We talked about her weddings.
Who was the girl?
Who got married more? Who's been married more? That would tell us who's the nuttiest.
Did you say Mandy Moore?
What about Mandy Moore?
Bill, it just doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
So what do you think will happen?
She'll
run for Senate.
No, wouldn't that be a thing?
Spears? Oh, hey, come on, crazier
Senator
things
Senator Spears,
happened.
You have the floor.
Right.
Congratulations.
Now a word from Senator Spears of Los Angeles.
Of California.
Voters' rights.
Mm-hmm. Voters' rights, don't let anyone keep you down. I'm passing the don't let anyone keep you down bill.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anyone keep you down, Bill.
The Under My Thumb Act.
Ooh.
We got to pass the Under My Thumb Act.
What if Mick Jagger marries Britney Spears?
That'd be unbelievable.
He's like, I'm here to save you, Britney.
I'm your angel.
Right. I'm your angel.
Get in my cherry red Tesla.
Right.
Take a bite of this pizza. It'll blow your head off.
Relish on top.
I went the extra mile and put the toxic waste candy on the pizza. With the relish, onions, and whatever the hell else.
Salsa.
I can't remember. My brain is fried.
Man, I think it would be cool if Jagger, you know.
What I think it would be cool if Jagger married Spears. He's 65 and she's 30.
65, he's like 80.
Yeah, he's 80, she's 30. Makes sense. He does have like 3-year-old twins, though.
It doesn't matter. It would just be if it's
an
a publicity
alien.
Stunt.
Mick Jagger's an alien.
Maybe they get married and the Spears goes on tour with the Stones. All right.
Yep.
Wow.
And it's a record breaking.
And hologram Tupac.
And hologram Tupac.
that'll be the tour.
I forgot about the hologram Tupac.
Hologram Tupac. And a hologram John F. Kennedy that welcomes everybody to the arena.
Welcome to the Cleveland Indian Stadium.
Are you prepared to have your minds blown?
I hereby declare today to be the best day ever.
What was it? That was the greatest American pop show, right? Isn't that the
idea?
Oh,
yeah, we already had that. Yeah, we had that.
No,
idea. but that was political.
Yeah. Well, we talked last episode about we're just extensions of our phones. We're going to be all
we're cyborgs.
Elon Musk said we're all cyborgs anyway.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah.
So look at now we're dreaming of shows with holograms.
No, you're dreaming of an impossible marriage of Jagger and Spears.
Not in a cyber world.
What if they had a kid? Jeez, right.
Our difference may be strange in real life, but in a cyber world, we're real.
Brittany, I love you.
Right.
Maybe I taught you how to roller skate.
In cyberspace. Wow. Mick Jagger teaches Britney Spears to roller skate. Not a too far-fetched headline. I could see that. No. They're in like Central Park. You know, she's on skates. It's like an Us Weekly. It's got a jumpsuit on.
We just both happened to be in the park skating that day.
Right.
I always skate on Monday mornings. That's me, Michael Jagger.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway.
Can we talk about your jacket?
What about it? It's bright red.
Yeah, it's real bright.
It's a golf coat. It was raining here. It's been supposed to. I can't get to the pool because it's been raining.
Can't get to the pool. Can't get to the course.
I can't get to the pool, so I think about content for the show, and I go, okay, we're going to talk about Spears, the guy at 7-Eleven.
You know what? You said about the thing about cyborgs. I did realize listening to the show today that when I'm in my car and I got the show on,
mm-hmm.
I'm focused. I don't have to look at my phone. I'm just listening.
Oh, that's
so
yeah.
Listening to this show will cure cyborgisms.
Yeah, yes. get rid of the cyborgism in your life.
Cyborgism is Ice Cube's next album.
I hope so, man. Boy, that sounds mean, doesn't it? How, imagine the beat on cyborgism.
Oh, it's gonna be rough.
Well, we better talk to somebody. Maybe Dr. Dre can help us out with that. You know, hey, Dre, we want to produce an album with Cube called Cyborgism.
He is a professional doctor.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. We are near the end of the program.
Yeah.
Do you have a song you'd like to
do? Yeah, it's a Billy episode.
I've been listening
to... It's a Bill episode this week.
It's a Billy episode.
It's a Billy episode.
I've been listening to some Fleetwood Mac lately. And I've been doing a lot of selling, right?
Yeah.
And, like, the weird thing is, like, you know, we're...
Your armpit sweat?
Well, no.
Mine do.
Like, we're living in a cyborg world, right?
There's
a cyborg. We're living in a cyborg world. What is that, sir? Well, it's a lot of things.
No, you should open a joint called Cyburgers. Robots make your burgers.
Cyburgers. Cyburg. Wow.
That's something George W. Bush would say. Wow, we're living in a cyborg world now.
Anyways, there's so much.
Watch out for the cyborgs.
There's so much navigating. Even like I'm in sales and I'm talking to people all the time. There's so much navigating going around and people are watching all different kinds of news outlets and no one knows what to believe.
Yeah, right.
And we're hearing all these things about. Whether or not vaccines are good for you, and people
sure.
are, you know, there's a huge, the divide is so real, right?
That's right.
And the world just keeps on going, right? And you
sure.
don't know what to think. And I was jamming out to this song recently.
It makes you put on Fleetwood Mac?
All right, so
yeah,
Bill,
it does.
Bill teases it. If you've enjoyed this episode, you can find archives if you go to hibernianradio.org, or you can go to iTunes and find us under Hooli's Hooli Show. It's always just as ridiculous as this episode was.
Yep.
So you can get right up to speed with our mind of nothing. I do want to thank our wonderful sponsors again. That's the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, Fox's Beverly Pizza,
mm-hmm.
Flood Brothers Disposal, Ganesh's yes. Irish Stout, and the International Association of Fighter Fighters Union Local 2. Yeah. Until next week, it's Billy's pick. It's Fleetwood Mac. What's this one called?
Tell Me Lies.
Tell Me Lies.